You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A shelter-in-place order was issued at UW-Platteville last night. Savannah Tomei Olson has more details.
Officers responded to Wilgus Hall after a 911 call before 4 p.m. UW-Platteville Police Chief Joseph Hallman said officials determined it was not an active ongoing threat. While first responders were on scene, law enforcement activated safety protocols and alerted people on campus to shelter in place. Officials determined it was an isolated incident and there was no threat on campus. Hallman said the shelter-in-place alert was clear just after 5 p.m. Authorities said one person was taken to the hospital, but that's all the information they'd release Monday night. Hallman said the situation is fluid. University officials announced they were canceling all final exams for the UW-Platteville and UW-Baraboo campuses. They said they were setting up accommodations for any residents of Wilgus Hall. They added counseling services would be available for students.
It was later released by UW officials that they are mourning the loss of two UW-Platteville students, Kelsey Martin, age 22, of Beloit, and Haley Helms, 22, of Baraboo. The incident was a targeted and isolated event between the two individuals. Milk from farms across the state will now have to be tested for the H5N1 virus or bird flu. The tests are a new requirement by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and could get underway later this week.
Roughly, you're looking at about 1,250 samples a week once we get rolling. So there will be a ramp up so that we have time to just make sure that we're getting samples in. There's no issues with the process.
Adam Brock is with the State Ag Department and says these tests are important to keep the milk supply safe. If the virus is found during testing, pasteurization will kill it, and the milk can still be used commercially. Those results will help with treatment for the cows infected. Senator Tammy Baldwin is leading a group of Democratic senators urging the president to close the so-called carried interest loophole. Stuart J. Wattles has more.
According to a letter obtained by USA Today, Baldwin and her colleagues point out that Trump had previously called the loophole, quote, unfair to American workers. They're asking him to follow through on his campaign promise to eliminate it.
The senators argue that the loophole allows investment managers to pay lower tax rates than many middle-class Americans, costing the government billions in lost revenue. It's the one-year anniversary for an Amtrak line that crosses Wisconsin. Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska has the story.
It's been 1 year since the Amtrak Borealis train began service. The daily line launched on May 21st of last year. Its service takes it between the Twin Cities and Chicago. Initial estimates for the line before it was open were for about 155,000 passengers per year. But in its first year, the Borealis line has served over 212,000 riders through last month. In addition to its starting and endpoints in the Twin Cities and Chicago, the line also has stops in Wisconsin cities such as Milwaukee, Wisconsin Dells, and La Crosse.
You can find tickets and more information on Amtrak's website. Beaches in Wood County will open for the season this Friday. The Parks and Forestry Department said the Southwood County, NEPCO, North Park, and Dexter County Park beaches open Friday, May 23rd, and they will remain open through Labor Day weekend. These beaches are not staffed and are unguarded. Dogs are not allowed in the beach areas. Beaches are monitored throughout the summer for bacteria counts, and it will be posted if any beach needs to be closed due to a high count. You can find more information and make camping reservations through the county website. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Brewers in Baltimore. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and Orioles for game two of their three-game series. The crew winning 5-4 last night, thanks to an RBI single from William Contreras, who despite a fractured middle finger on his left hand, had four hits in the game, tying a career high. Pat Murphy.
Hitters don't use their baby fingers that much. They might be on the bat, but these are the two fingers on each hand you hit with. So the pressure of that when you turn the bat over too soon or hit it off the end, the vibration on that is tough.
NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo scheduled to meet with the Bucks about his future with the team. His older brother, Thanasis, says he's been cleared to play again after suffering that torn Achilles last year. Former Badgers John Tanjay, one of the top five scorers during drills at the NBA Combine in Chicago.
You know, to see myself near the top of that leaderboard was pretty amazing. It was kind of surprising. I thought I didn't shoot it too well just because I want to make every single shot.
That's Wisconsin's John Tanjay with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The early summer box office is not waiting for Tom Cruise and the new Mission Impossible to make some scratch. The final installment, Bloodlines, was well-received, and that seemed to translate to box office numbers as the film pulled in $51 million at the gate domestically and topped $100 million worldwide. Despite its big ticket sales, it did cost $50 million to make, which is high for a horror film. Coming in second place was the Marvel film Thunderbolts, which pulled in just over $16 million at the box office in its third weekend. And right behind that was Ryan Coogler, Sinners, which has shown incredible legs, pulling in almost $16 million in its fifth week of release. Coming in fourth place was the Minecraft movie, and The Accountant 2 finished out the top five. And there's a pretty big film that opens in just 3 days, folks. Can you guess what it is? Mission Impossible opens in just 3 days and already has pulled in $12 million prior to its domestic release. Tom Cruise is on a press tour receiving standing ovations, and the latest is in New York, where Cruise addressed the crowd at the premiere. Cruise said it was director Christopher McQuarrie's idea 7 years ago to shoot Dead Reckoning Part 1 and the current Final Reckoning at the same time. He told the crowd it was an honor and a privilege to be part of the franchise. The film had its worldwide premiere at Cannes last week and also received a 5-minute standing ovation. It opens this Friday, May 23rd. More news out of the Cannes Film Festival, where fans of Wes Anderson will be thrilled to learn that he received almost an 8-minute standing ovation after the premiere of his film, The Phoenician Scheme. The film has an impressive ensemble cast, which includes Wisconsinite Willem Dafoe and Benicio del Toro in the lead. It's reviewing well and opens June 6th. In the U.S. Foo Fighters fans might already have heard this, but drummer Josh Fries is out. The band informed Fries they were going in a different direction. The website Puberty.com says Fries was hired after the tragic death of Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins in 2022. Fries toured with the band, but did not stick around long enough to be part of a studio album. The former Guns N' Roses drummer took to social media to tell his fans that the band called him and said they were going in a different direction with no reason given. Probably a tough gig, given that the leader of the band, Dave Grohl, is one of the best in the biz. There's officially a new Milhouse. Pamela Hayden, the original voice of Bart Simpson's nerdy best friend, retired last year after 35 seasons as the voice of Milhouse. According to Entertainment Weekly, the new Milhouse is 90s band Private Life singer Kelly MacLeod. She appeared as the voice of Milhouse for the first time in last Sunday's season finale. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy, windy, and cold today with a few scattered showers possible. Our high in the upper 40s to low 50s with wind out of the east gusting to between 30 and 40. Tonight, more scattered showers. Our low in the low 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers and a high in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.